Supporting local Laguna Beach nonprofits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner.
KX93.5.
All right, once a week, Caroline Reuterer joins us in studio for Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting another great local nonprofit or cause in our community. Caroline, good morning. Tell us who we have today.
Hi, good morning. Yes, this is Caroline, and I want to wish everybody out there a Happy New Year. This is the first installment of Caroline's Cause Corner for 2016, and we're going to have a great year again. So today we're talking Ocean Institute, and I have Shira Greenbaum and Melinda Williams, who will be telling you all about what the Ocean Institute does, their great programs, and their exciting event coming up in a couple weeks. Welcome, ladies. How are you? Happy New Year.
Wonderful. Happy New Year. Thank you for having us.
So who wants to start?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the upcoming Red Hot Jazz Festival that we have coming up on January 22nd and 23rd. And the Friday night is already sold out. We're super happy about that.
What is Friday night?
Friday night is a concert. We have all the jazz artists, and we have nine different restaurants passing around wonderful food and a sit-down concert.
And that takes place where?
And that's Friday night. That's all at the Ocean Institute in Dana Point.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday night, we still have a few tickets left, and that is a more formal sit-down dinner headed by Rob Wilson, the executive chef of Montage.
Wonderful.
And the food, the menu is fantastic.
Yeah, I took a peek at that menu.
Oh my gosh, really good. And Rick Braun, again, is the leading up the music. And this year, we're excited that we have Richard Elliott, who's a saxophone player who played with Tower of Power.
That was my first concert ever, Tower of Power.
Yeah. And then we have Lewis Price, who was a vocalist for the Temptations and the Drifters. Between that and the food, it's going to be a super fun evening. And all the money from the jazz festival specifically goes to Adopt a Classroom.
And that's what she's the manager of Adopt a Classroom for the Ocean Institute. Tell us all about that program.
So the Adopt a Class program at the Ocean Institute brings students from low-income communities to the Ocean Institute. These are kids from Title I schools, which means about at least half the students are on the federal free or reduced meal program. So these kids usually will not have the opportunity to get that out-of-classroom experience. And the Adopt a Class program sponsors these kids, pays for their entire program and their bus to come to the Ocean Institute and experience one of our amazing programs. Some of these kids, even though they live pretty close to the beach, they've never seen the ocean. For almost all of them, it's their first time on a boat, and we are so excited to give them that experience.
Now, does the boat, the stationary boat, or do they get to go out on the boat?
No, the kids go out to sea. So we have three different ships. So we have our two tall ships. Sometimes they're stationary, and sometimes they're sailing out at sea. And then we also have our research vessel. So just yesterday, there's a group of kids from Santa Ana, and they came down to the Ocean Institute for all of them. It was their first time on a boat, and they were really excited to see six migrating gray whales yesterday.
Wow. That's
super
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah.
And they just had a blast.
Oh, I bet. So tell me about how long the Ocean Institute has been, working these programs and sort of the background of it and what it's like to go there.
So the Ocean Institute has been around since 1977, but the Adopt a Class program was started by our board of directors in 2001 with the idea that no child should be denied the opportunity of being able to come and experience our fun programs.
And get inspired to be a...
To be a marine biologist, to learn about history, to make scientific discoveries. We've had kids go on to do really great things and then come back to the Ocean Institute later on, help teach. It's been a really wonderful experience.
And for those who don't know, describe exactly where the Ocean Institute is in Dana Point.
The Ocean Institute is located on 2.4 acres of beautiful land right at the end of Dana Point Harbor. So we're right there next to the ocean. We've got our research vessels. We bring kids out to the tide pools. We do dissections. And we also have another facility up in the mountains where we do hiking and outdoor education.
Excellent. Now, are you looking for volunteers for any of these programs? Where the community can get involved?
Absolutely. We depend on our volunteers. We have over 400, and they can be involved in our education departments, helping out with husbandry, helping out with our public programs. So we always love our volunteers, and we definitely depend on them.
Excellent. So if I want to volunteer and become part of the Ocean Institute, where do I go?
Easiest thing to do is to visit our website, www.ocean-institute.org. And there's a link right on that front page that says, get involved, be a volunteer.
Fantastic. Now back to the gala benefit.
For more information and for tickets for Saturday night's gala, please go to oijazzfestival.com.
Excellent. Okay, so we were talking to Melinda and Shira from the Ocean Institute, and they have a big event coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Saturday the 23rd.
For the Saturday event. And Melinda, go ahead and give that URL again.
Oh, it's oijazzfestival.com.
Great. And the website for the Ocean Institute is?
For the Ocean Institute, go to ocean-institute.org.
Wonderful.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thanks for being here. And if listeners become a member of KX93.5 during the airing of this podcast for this week, you have an opportunity to donate directly to the Ocean Institute on the website. It's very clear, and you can just check the box. So, thank you very, very much for being here, and thanks for all the great work you do for the kids. And, everybody should have the opportunity to get out, touch the sand, check out tide pools, go out on the research vessels, but ships must be really cool for them. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, this is Caroline Bruder. Remember to check out my Facebook page. Send me a note if you've got any people or organizations that you'd like me to interview, and I'll check that out. Until next time, make it a giving day.
This was Caroline's Cause Corner. Enter your business at kx935.com/causecorner. Back to generational alt-rock. KX935, Laguna's only FM.